Welcome to Make a Baby with Hashimoto's, where we will chat all things Hashimoto's and baby making. I'm Chelsea, registered dietitian and spiritual healer. I'm also a Hashimoto's warrior and mom of one.
And I'm Morgan. I'm a registered nurse, fellow Hashimoto's warrior, and a new mom of one as well. And we're so excited to help guide you through this amazing journey. Let's make a baby. Hey guys, it's Morgan and Chelsea. And today on Make a Baby with Hashimoto's, we're going to be talking all about lab work.
Yay.
But before we get into that, Chelsea, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. How are you? Yeah.
Doing great. Loving the summer, warmer weather. It's been nice to be out by the pool and
I know.
Getting some sun. I feel like I don't know, pasty this summer. I don't know why. I was like, I haven't been outside very much.
Locked inside. I think that it, like, being new parents, you're like inside constantly because of the routine.
I'm like, I don't want to get him sunburned either, which I know there's sunscreen, but I'm also just like, I don't want to be out there for too long with him. Yep. So yeah, it's definitely very different summer, but it's good.
Yeah, I feel you. I definitely like I sit outside for at least 10 to 15 minutes a day. I try to over the summer for like the vitamin D whole thing, and which is good for your thyroid. But I'm with you. I'm like terrified that Ellie's going to get burnt and I'm going to be a horrible mom because I did that like the first nice week. I don't know. I remember if I told you, but the first nice weekend out, I like brought her to a music class in the park and she was like the only kid in like a cute dress and she like got burnt on her face. And I'm like, oh my God, I that day, like literally at the music class, I bought a hat, I bought sunglasses, like my Amazon.
All the things.
Yeah. It was wild. But anyway, let's talk about, ooh, I think you're cutting out. Nope. You're back.
Can you hear me? Okay. All right.
You're back.
Okay.
Nope.
We're good.
Let's talk about lab work. This is a big kahuna of an episode. We're going to jam out. We have like some notes, guys, but you know, just from us working with women and being in our own healing journey, we kind of get what's happening with optimal lab work. So let's just start with like what we're going to, let's just get to the juicy stuff. What should your labs look like? Right. So what we mean by labs, guys, is a full thyroid panel. And that includes your TSH, your T4, your T3, your antibodies, and a few others in there when you go in and ask for it. But I think it's really important if you're trying to conceive or you're having issues conceiving to get a full thyroid panel done.
Absolutely.
Now, when we talk about optimal levels, that does not mean you have to be exactly on that to get pregnant at all.
Right.
People, unhealthy people get pregnant. Healthy people get pregnant. You know, like crackheads get pregnant. Everyone's different. And I can say, and this is, I want to say this before we get into like the numbers, that my labs were nowhere near this before I got pregnant.
I can say the same. Mine weren't either.
Like mine were like way in the opposite direction. And so I just want you to keep that in mind that for some people it does matter and for others it may not. And this is why everyone's different, but all right, enough rambling, Chelsea, let's go. So the big kahuna, guys, TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, this one is extremely important in the development of an egg, an ovum, but also development of a fetus. And it, we love to see your TSH throughout your whole pregnancy for the most part at a 2.5 and below.
Absolutely.
Now, when you go to your doctor's office, if you're doing your primary or your OBGYN or wherever you get your typical blood work done, you may notice that your TSH may be at a 3, maybe at a 4, right? And they're saying that you're normal. And this is why we're saying optimal lab ranges, because in Western medicine, there's a really wide range that your labs can float in that are considered normal, but they're not optimal for majority people, because you could be like way at one end or way at the other end, and it may not, your body is sensitive. It may not feel right for you, and that's okay. So, but in general for pregnancy, we like to see you at a 2.5 and below. So that is why we think it's not we think, we know it's super important that if you were to get a positive pregnancy test, yay, that you immediately go get tested, because if you need the help of a medication throughout your pregnancy to ensure that the development of everything that the thyroid does is in, with the fetus is happening, this we want to stay at 2.5 either on our own or with the aid of medication throughout your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Super definitely. Important. Super important.
It's also why it's important to continuously get your labs drawn up until delivery, after delivery, postpartum, because things are going to fluctuate all throughout. So that's why it's important to kind of have somebody monitoring that and making sure that we don't need to adjust your medication at all.
Yeah. So now, I know during pregnancy, I didn't get a full thyroid panel every single time. But I asked them to run these four actually it was really three. They ran my antibodies every once in a while when I remembered to ask, because you don't remember shit. but it's, I always say I have a classic case of CRS, can't remember shit. But TSH, T4, and T3 are going to be helpful if you are on medication and you need an adjustment to your dose. So T4, Morgan, I'm going to let you take this one away.
Yeah. So the T4, your optimal range is going to be around 1.3 to 2.8-ish. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying ish because everyone's different. You know, optimal looks different for everybody, but that's where we would like to see your lab work at.
Yeah.
And you know, and then with the T4, we also have the T3, and we'd like to see the T3 around 3.7 to 4.3, ideally. So just kind of keep that in mind when you are having your lab work drawn. And keep in mind too, whoever you're seeing, your doctor, like their ranges are much bigger. So even if you're outside of this range, they may not adjust your medication, because it's not in their range, their normal range, because the ranges are a lot bigger. But ideally, we would like to see lab work around here. And really, your thyroid's just going to be functioning at its best when your lab work is at these numbers, you know, which is what we want. We want, you know, your thyroid to be functioning great so that kind of everything else is doing what it's supposed to be doing as far as our hormones go when we're trying to conceive. And then our antibodies, obviously we want our antibodies as low as possible, but if we have Hashimoto's, our antibodies are elevated. Mm-hmm. But doing different things, can also help lower those antibodies, like our nutrition, our mindset work, lifestyle changes, all those things can kind of help, get those antibodies lower. I know when I was working with Chelsea, like I started off, my antibodies were like, I think close to 1,000, like they were high. Mm-hmm. But like with time and with a lot of mindset changes and lifestyle changes, I mean, I think I got it down to around 300 was when I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. So it was still elevated. It was pretty up there, but, the lower, the better. If you can get it, you know, lower, that's great. And I want to say this, don't expect just because it's lower that you're going to feel better. I think like I always had that mindset too, like, and that wasn't always a healthy mindset per se, was that like, oh, the lower it is, the better I'm going to feel. But I really didn't see that correlate, because actually when I felt my best, it had gone up a little bit from the 300. Mm. And I think when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is weird. You know, like I feel really good right now and like things are going great, but like, why are my antibody numbers going back up? Mm-hmm. So just remember that, like, that's just because that number is high doesn't mean you like, you have to feel like shit. I don't know. That's the mindset work around it. It's really important. Mm-hmm. So
I think that like with antibodies, this is the TPO antibody specifically. Yes. We're not talking about the TG, the thyroglobulin antibodies at the moment. But the TPO antibodies, that there's no range. And what I mean by that is there's no like, oh, between this number and that number is normal, and this number and that number, you're screwed. Like there's no like levels either. So I oftentimes will get messages from Hashimoto's warriors asking like, all right, my antibodies are at a 2000. Does that mean my Hashimoto's is worse than this person? And exactly. No, that's not how Hashimoto's works, which is great. Mm-hmm. Your antibodies fluctuate so much, and it's hard for them to come down, but it's really quick for them to go up. And the way we decrease antibodies is by reducing stress, reducing inflammation. And basically we want our body to come out of attack mode, let's say. And just because you come out of attack mode does not necessarily mean that your antibodies will lower. And this is where it's hard. This, like, I love labs. I think lab work is so telling, but I also always say, like, how you feel is so much more important than what that number says, because guess what? I was at a 15 and I felt worse than when I was at 127.
Yeah. It just goes to show, like,
yeah. And it's not to say it's not important. I think,
right.
I do think the amount of TPO antibodies says something, but I think the good thing is that you can reverse them 100%. You can go into remission, and sometimes it will happen fast for people. Sometimes it's one quick change. Sometimes it could take a few years. Sometimes, you know, but this antibodies won't necessarily stop you from getting pregnant. Like I said, everyone's different. Everyone's body is sensitive in different ways. And this is why we're doing this episode, is because we know labs are so important. And I think I want you to be able to understand what's happening in your body and why these labs are important. So, you know, we have your TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone. And that's the one that stimulates the thyroid to produce more of your thyroid hormones, T3 and T4. T4 is the one that's responsible for a lot of your metabolism, your mood, your body temperature, all that good, juicy, fun things. And the T3 is made in your thyroid gland, but it also can be made in other tissues by converting T4 into T3. So this is why it's really important to have all of them kind of in a little bit of a balance with each other, and why it's important to test both T3 and T4.
Yeah.
Now there's other, they 100% work together. Yeah. You need to be able
for
to
it to all kind of be in unison.
T4 into T3, but you need to make sure that you're having enough T4, or that your thyroid's even able to make T4,
right,
and that your cells are even made to take T3 and do what it needs to do. And this is why it's really important. Now there's other types of thyroid hormones that relate to T3, T4 that you may see, right? There's reverse T3, reverse T4. You may see the word like free T3, free T4. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Those are the ones that are like in your blood. But I just think it's important to understand that you need to have enough of kind of all of them. Yeah. And what Hashimoto's does, it makes it so that when one is off, they're all kind of off, but they all play a role in making a baby and ovulating and your cycle health. So this is why it's important to understand the background and the basis of what they all do and why they're so important, and why we want them in these ideal places, especially throughout a pregnancy. But it would be amazing if they could get as close to optimal prior to pregnancy, but it's not necessarily a requirement. It's really not. Yeah. Would it be amazing? Yeah. But there are some people who have all these lab levels and are infertile or are going through fertility treatments or just need some help or whatever it looks like. So just keep in mind that your body is, we all have different sensitivities to these hormones. And not to get so caught up in the numbers, but I want you to be aware of what like would be ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. What we're looking for, what would, you know, it's going to be different than probably what your doctor's office has showing, you know, their range. So just keep that in mind.
Right. And you may go to your doctor, right, and get your blood tests back and compare, because you're in the Facebook group, right? You're in, you Google, whatever it is. And you know, you're trying to see, because your doctor's office is closed, or you're not going, they're going to call you in a week or 2 days, whatever it is. And you're going to probably either freak out or understand that, like, we're going to be okay. The doctor will help, you know, so on and so forth. You have support, which is, I hope that's it, but trust me, I get the little freak out. Mm-hmm. It's justified. It's a, you know, a stressful, scary time. It can be a stressful, scary time for some people, but I think it's important to remember that even though these are optimal ranges, it still may not be optimal for you. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. And I think the great thing, the amazing thing, is that you can decrease your TSH. You can decrease your antibodies. You can get your labs optimal through mindset changes, through nutrition changes, through lifestyle changes. And I'll say this all the time. there's no rule book. There is no set of rules for Hashimoto's as far as nutrition goes, as far as what you need to think, what you needs to be on your plate. And I think that it's just so important to understand that Hashimoto's is a finicky disease, autoimmune disease. I don't like that word. That felt icky coming out of my mouth. Autoimmune condition that your body is extremely individualized here. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's important to seek support with people who know what the fuck they're talking about. Because most doctors, my endocrinologist, even the one that I'm with to this day, who I like because she basically just does what I want, which is wonderful, which is rare.
Yeah, it is rare.
But the first thing she said to me was, well, we all know you can't change your thyroid hormones through diet. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is when we were first trying, but not trying, but really trying. And I said, there's plenty of research out there that states otherwise. You know, I'm going to do my thing, you know, and not worth a fight for my energy personally. But my doctor did say that to me. And I was like, that's not true. Like, there's actually research that states that's not true. Even the old research, like if you actually go in and like go to PubMed and like read the research, it actually states that that's likely not true. And hello, there's two of us here who have gone through mindset, nutrition, lifestyle changes, even to this day, right now, we're working on making our bodies feel good and feel our best. And it can work. All the women in THM, all the women in the Hashimoto's Healing Program, all the women in the Hashimoto's Kickstarter Program that both Morgan and I have worked with, because she has been by my side and I love having her here, have seen major success working on themselves, their relationships with their body, their relationships with numbers, their thoughts about food, what to eat, how to actually realize like what food makes you feel good versus what actually doesn't, because we're so used to feeling like crap all the time. And moving through that, and when you work on those things in a slow, sustainable way, you will most likely see your labs normalize or your symptoms go away. You know, if you're truly working on it, and in return, it makes your body a happier home for trying to conceive.
Absolutely. I think when you're doing all these things and you're seeing these changes, I think one of the biggest changes for me was seeing my inflammation decrease and not realizing how inflamed I was, you know, prior to. I just was like, oh, my joints hurt, you know, oh, this is happening. But when the symptoms started going away, I was like, it was all inflammation. So I think we're talking about making a happy home for a baby. Inflammation's probably one of the biggest things that could be preventing you from conceiving. So I think when you start to make these changes, see these changes in your body, it's really amazing, you know, what your body can do when your mind and your body are kind of all on one page. Cause that's really how I felt, was like, I felt one way, my body felt the other, like my mind and my body were not one.
Right.
I felt like I was having like an out of body experience just because I didn't feel like myself prior to doing all this work. So I think once you start doing all this work, it really does pull, like we were saying, like mind, body, soul all into one, and really does help just heal you as a whole person, which is really, in my opinion, magical. And it's just life-changing to see when you start doing the work and you're consistent with it, you start feeling better. And your body just kind of starts to come out of that fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. And it's in that relax and digest kind of mode. Yeah. So I think that's really important to keep that in mind, that it does take time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's work. You have to put in the work to see the changes. But when it does start to happen, like, you just feel like, wow, okay, it's happening. I'm doing it. I'm seeing the changes. I'm feeling better. And like, it is possible.
For sure. So, yeah.
And yeah. I will say, having THN, like that community, those women are so supportive. Everyone is there, like cheering you on. Like, it's a great community. If you're looking for a community, THM is a great option. Seriously,
we're though, not biased,
not at all, but but I am at the same time.
Yeah,
because seriously though, without that community, I felt super alone before finding other women that had Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. You know, like, not many people understand like what you're going through, and having them there, like someone, if not all of them, relate to what you're going through.
For sure. So, and you know, the crazy thing, I want to say two things, and hopefully I remember the second one. The first one is that I basically took what I do with my one-on-one clients and put it inside THM. Yeah. And I did that because, just like Morgan said, like, I had no one and nothing. Like, when I was first diagnosed, there was nothing, not even like the thought of getting pregnant was like, I was basically told I'm essentially screwed. And that did not sit right with me. And I knew there had to be like other people. I can't be the only human who's like young-ish. That doesn't even matter. But like, the only person out here who's searching for other people and that just want to feel good. Like, I don't want it to be this miserable, lonely process. Right. And, you know, that's kind of how this whole mission started in general, was I felt that there had to be another way. It can't just be remove all these foods and you'll feel better, because that didn't work. Like, it didn't work for me. My relationship with food was at such a horrible place. My relationship with my body was at such a horrible place that the thought of going on another diet, I couldn't wrap my head around it. So that meant I had to feel like shit the rest of my life. Hell no. Right. That meant I couldn't have a baby. That meant I couldn't. And honestly, Bobby is so sweet, because when I found out that I had all the, you know, my cycles were irregular, all this was going on, he said, like, do you know, since we're at the beginning of it, we've only been dating for like a year or two, but like, do you want to try and have a baby? Because if you can't have it later, like, I'd rather have one now. And I was just like, oh my God, this beautiful man. But no, because I'm not ready for a baby at this age. But, you know, it just, you're not alone, is what we're trying to say. This long-winded story is that you're not alone. I actually just pulled up my labs as Morgan was talking before. And I went on December 28th, 2020. And I was pregnant. I think I was like 4 weeks pregnant at this point. And my TSH was at a 5.6. Okay. So like, just nowhere near where I needed it to be. And at that point I had just started on thyroid medication. And my testosterone was high. My insulin was high, right? Like, there's lots of other labs you can also, you know, that they're going to take from you when you first get pregnant. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, like, it's definitely, now, obviously, your thyroid hormone labs are very important, but there's tons of other ones that are going to be really helpful. You know, having proper vitamin D, proper nutrients, proper, oh my gosh, your blood sugars, your A1C, right? There's lots of other labs that you're going to want to inquire about that they should run for you. I can't imagine why they wouldn't at this point, and you shouldn't really have to ask for them.
Say, you can justify, if they're going to say no, I think there's ways you can justify, like, I need this done.
Right.
Yeah.
I truly think that
They shouldn't object.
It shouldn't
to
be.
Any
I don't
these.
Remember if I asked or not. Oh, here we go. Okay, my TPO antibodies were a 303. So like it wasn't like I was in remission at this point at all. And I, you know, we had a pregnancy. So, but you know, I'm bringing that up because I just want you to know that you're not alone. Like
not at all. Yeah.
We were there, and I'm even looking like my A1C was at a 5.1. And I was just diagnosed with PCOS at this point.
Mm-hmm. I remember this.
Which is not the best, not horrible, but not the best. Mm-hmm. I'm looking, my glucose was high. Which is your blood sugar, guys. That's whatever. Your white blood cells. I have inquired many times. My white blood cells are always high on lab work. I keep saying, and I apologize. again. And they're high. And my endocrinologist explained this to me. And they are high because your immune system's working harder,
like overtime, basically,
than most when you have mm-hmm. an autoimmune disease. So she told me to expect it to be high, but I was like, that's not a good answer. And she's like, I know, but that is the answer, you know, like expect it to be high. I don't like that. So I've been working on it, you know, I've been not mm-hmm. really diligently, but that's what I've been doing. But yeah, they'll test you for many different things, whether you're trying to conceive and it hasn't been successful, or mm-hmm. you're just starting your infertility journey. I think if you're just starting to try to conceive, it's important to work with your OBGYN to tell them that you want to try in the next year. What do I need to do? And they'll run a full panel on you to make sure everything's okay and where it needs to go. So just keep that in mind. Ask for what you want and be communicative if you are trying to conceive. And I would say in a year to 2 years, come up with a game plan.
Yeah, a game plan's great. And I think if they know that you're planning on that, I think they would be on board. They should be on board with drawing labs. Let's see where you're at, especially knowing if you have Hashimoto's. I mean, I think also if you're having cycle troubles or, you know, your periods are long or something seems off, having hormones drawn, like those lab work drawn for your hormones as well is important. Cause I know some people struggle with like low progesterone and like that's kind of make or break in the beginning. So that's important to know if you need to replace with progesterone, if you do get pregnant. So just keep these things in mind, you know, and I think have open communication with your doctors, tell them what's going on, tell them why you want these, you know, lab work drawn.
I don't
think they would object, but
they shouldn't.
If they do, find a new doctor.
And if you need help finding a new doctor, guys, we have, like we said, tons of women in THM, mm-hmm. but we also have a highlight on Chelsea's Instagram page of Hashimoto's friendly doctors in different states and in different countries at this point. So go check out that highlight down there on my Instagram page. But if you have any questions about any labs that, you know, we discussed, or questions about labs maybe we didn't discuss that you've been researching or looking into, please don't hesitate to ask us. And we love when you leave a review below, guys. It helps us reach more people and it helps us keep going. And we want to make sure that anyone who's trying to conceive in the near future or currently has this amazing resource with two women who understand what you're going through. And we would just appreciate any kind words, motivation, support, whatever you have. And we always, 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 every episode are going to enter you in to win something. If you do leave a review, guys, make sure you screenshot it and send it over to our Instagram page. We love seeing them, but that helps us know exactly who you are. So if you do win one of our amazing giveaways, we can reach out to you and get you your amazing goodies. And we just are so excited. We love you. We're here for you. And we're just really proud of you. And we're just happy you're here.
Absolutely. I agree 1000%. So happy that you're here.
All right. We will talk to you later and see you in the next one.
Bye.